DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's
called the radio.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time. So I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison. And by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Heat advisory in effect for today. I think the heat index later could get between 105 and 108, with the actual high temperature up to about 96. Big heat can produce big storms at times. We'll be watching the radar as some scattered showers and storms develop this afternoon, some of which could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any watches or warnings for your location. For tomorrow, dangerous heat with heat index 106 or higher, scattered afternoon storms. The storms will be a little bit more numerous, I think, on Saturday with at least a 50-50 chance and more scattered storms on Sunday as the heat continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We played this many times before. I'm going to play it again. I want you to listen and see if this doesn't become truer with every passing day.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
So therefore, our mantra today is...
Break your butt up!
And don't be the way George Carlin said. I'm telling you. Scary. Welcome to Happy Hour. We're going to place a smile on your face whether you like it or not. With our friend
Joey.
And the much beloved and glorious.
And here they are.
Low energy jet.
Please clap.
And let's see, how about, what's her name? Frau Klobuchar. Another one of the Dems with, like, less than 1% support.
Yeah. She's apparently too moderate for Democratic primary voters.
They think the country is ready for this insanity they're proposing.
Mm-hmm.
I got news for you. We're not. And... as I heard a moderate suggest, I think it was on MSDNC, as it's now called, they're way, they are actually driving people to embrace Trump that didn't vote for him last time.
Yeah.
Because compared to what they're doing, he's a moderate. And only a simpleton who is so invested in their own self-loathing ways would believe he's actually the one today. And Terry, you're the guy that looks deeper into this stuff. So you tell me. Somebody who used to be in the counterintelligence part of the FBI, and this guy absolutely, if counterintelligence means anti-intelligent, he's the poster boy. He said that Trump purposefully ended this period of mourning with the flag at half-mast on 8-8. And here's why. because 8 in the alphabet sequence, 8 is the 8th letter of the alphabet.
H is the 8th letter?
HH, meaning this is a dog whistle for Heil Hitler.
You're kidding.
No. No. The good news, though, in lieu of all of this, is that Rachel Maddow's ratings, as they were anticipating the Mueller report, which would take him down and give them all kinds of grounds for impeachment, she is now the 5th rated talk show in primetime. You can only cry wolf so many times before people start believing.
Well, the problem is they've weaponized the media, where they're using the media to just keep this mantra going and keep feeding it to it and feeding it to us and feeding it to us, until eventually they're going to convince us that this is what we need, this is what we want. You know, we don't need, nor do we want, this socialism in America.
No, we don't. And those who have looked in, I mean, it's never worked anywhere, and it's always imposed on a society at great cost, mm-hmm. in not just dollars, but in human lives.
Absolutely. It's great for the ones at the top.
Why are the Republicans failing to make the connection between the real Nazi Party of 30s Germany, where they created jobs and everybody had health care, and, you know, they had everybody. They even had, I saw this on the Hitler Channel, which is American, all these documentaries.
Oh, the American Heroes Channel. Yeah.
Yeah, they put some mighty weird people and things on the American. They got the Mafia documentaries on the American Heroes Channel. I don't get it.
Before you go into the Hitler Channel documentary you saw,
yes?
Did you see the amazing historical photo? I mentioned this last night on my show, of Hitler. You know, they're taking these old photos and they colorize them.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Yeah, which photo?
It was Hitler sitting on a couch, number one, looking way too happy for such an evil SOB. But he's leaning back on his couch, it's all colorized, vivid color, and he's holding an Xbox controller. So that's what started the Holocaust.
Well, you must be...
He must have been playing some violent video games.
Violent video games. And who would be surprised that with the brilliance of German engineering that they didn't have video games in the 30s?
Right.
When the rest of the world hadn't even seen their first TV.
Exactly. Well, they had remote-controlled bombs, you know, like we have now.
Of course. That's why the most valuable commodity at the end of the war was
Germans,
their scientists.
Absolutely. Peter Munda. We rated it. Smashed them up.
I also looked into this 8-8 thing. I went to, the Anti-Defamation League, and they said, yeah, I mean, white supremacists are using that as shorthand and symbolic language, 8-8 or 1488, which is like the 14 words they use. It's some racist slogan. But even the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, admits that sometimes 8-8 can be used for, you know, benign reasons. Like, for instance, maybe Trump, by taking the flags back fully raised on today's date, actually was using the ham operator code 8-8 for hugs and kisses.
That's it.
Isn't that nice? Hugs and kisses from our president.
Well, it's just ridiculous.
Numerology, it does play a big thing, and so much stuff is hidden in plain sight. But do I think Trump did this because he's a Nazi? No.
This is all BS.
It is. It's totally BS.
And the failure of the Republican Party to market the following. There would be no civil rights legislation in the last 150 years without Republican support. They made the difference.
The Democrats
were
the
Democrats
ones that
were obstructed.
Yes.
They have failed to educate, and they should really consider raising the money and buying the TV time to explain what the Nazi Party stood for and use the word socialist over and over and over again.
I agree.
That was the centerpiece of their program when they introduced it. That's how the Germans fell for it. Oh, it's going to be great. And that documentary, I never finished the thought, showed these enormous buildings that were vacation apartments that the government built and created so that German workers could go on holiday. The hotel staff was the SS, so they kept an eye out for anybody that might be wandering off the...
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah.
So, but they were adjacent to oceans, not oceans, but the Aegean Sea, I think. Somewhere.
One of those big bodies of water.
Yeah. And so they even gay vacation, and that was, of course, free. It was kind of Spartan, but it was free.
But did that ever come to fruition? Did they ever actually do that?
Yeah. No, this is all the period in the mid-30s when they hosted the Olympics. And, of course, Hitler was humiliated there because Jesse Owens, a black athlete. Yeah.
Smoked him.
Won gold medals, and that did not fit the Aryan narrative very well.
True.
But the country as a whole, they built the Autobahn.
They had the Volkswagen, the people's car. Anybody could afford it, but then they never actually...
Should we call anybody that drives a Volkswagen a Nazi?
Exactly. No,
since that was basically Hitler's idea.
Volkswagen saved the country of Germany after World War II.
I remember the ad. It was the last car in the United States that you could buy for a sticker price under $2,000.
Mm-hmm. I mean, wasn't my BMW at the
Nazi?
It was very much they played along. It's not like the Fuhrer came to them and said, "Oh, you must cooperate." They're like, "No, we have ideas. We're ahead of the game. Please don't shoot us."
By the way, I remain at this hour in Facebook prison.
What'd you do?
That is bizarre because...
Well, I tweeted, because I couldn't send him a message. I tweeted David Blackman, our Tuesday blogger, the link to the story. And I said, I got kicked off Facebook for trying to post this on the claim it had sexual content and nudity. There's no nudity anywhere. It's a clip about a movie where liberal elites hunt deplorables.
I've heard about that. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it's been all over the place.
ESPN pulled it off their programming after it ran, I think, one time.
Yeah, that story's been everywhere. I don't understand.
But it's the Breitbart link, I think, that caused it, because others, like Rusty Aldridge, said he posted it, but it's on PJ Media and other locations. But the mere idea that they're sanctioning movies, they're talking about us, they're making movies that say, this is a good idea, find these Trump voters and kill them. And they're so over the top with all this that even your average president, this is nuts.
It is nuts. Well, I would love to see some breakdown on voters for gun ownership versus Trump supporters versus the Democrats, because I guarantee you we got them outgunned.
Lead headline on Drudge is all about the NRA warning Trump about these gun mandates, and politicians are such knee-jerk.
Yeah, the red laws
jackasses.
And stuff that's coming, yeah.
No, you know what? I think we saw a massive failure in a couple of police departments with these mass shootings how many times do the cops have to be called to a house about somebody before somebody says, we may be dealing with a nut job here?
Yeah, look at Cruz. Yeah, what, 28 times?
Is that the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooter? Yeah, no, it was 39, I believe.
Wow.
And the new governor of Florida fired Sheriff Israel's ass for that.
He should have.
And
they fired him, too.
Yep, not only his, but yep, that's what Lynn would have said. And rest of him, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, it was the whole body kind of deal.
Yeah, he should have been.
No, the ass needed to go first.
That's how I open doors that don't have knobs. I just throw my keister into it. It's easier on the hands.
Absolutely.
20 minutes after 3 o'clock, mowing down the competition. How about that for a lead-in for Lewis Long?
Perfect.
Perfect. They have expanded. I don't know if you've been further up the boulevard from Adams Motorsports.
Went by there a couple of days ago. It's massive now.
Yeah.
The two buildings.
They expanded. They now have a huge new showroom that features their new tractor mowers along with all the other great product lines they carry, like Exmark and Toro, and everything you need to maintain a beautiful exterior on your home or property. They got a great staff that's led by Chad Sasser, the guy that tracks the manufacturer's specials and incentives, and a very welcoming group. So on your first visit to Lewis Lawn, they will direct you to whatever it is you want to need. Very important, too, if you have questions about what you're looking at purchasing, they'll make sure that you know how to properly operate it, because one of the leading causes of breakage is, and I'm saying this because I did it, all right? I'm confessing here. I bought an edger. No, I don't. I'm sure I can figure this out. And the next thing I knew, it had about 40 yards of green plastic on my front lawn, and I was going back to Lewis Lawn for a repair. So, and I don't know if the warranties cover stupid, but it's a great group there, and they have a full service department to support your purchase. Stop by and see them, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and their number is 244-9191. David, Clint, hang on.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Blair, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-536-67, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Recently, the makers of the Juul e-cigarette testified at a congressional hearing over charges that they were marketing vaping of their product directly to teens. Please understand that flavors like bubblegum, chocolate milkshake, and chicken nuggets were never meant to target such younger demos. They hope you weren't offended and encourage you to try their newer, older demographic flavors like oatmeal, liver, and bran flakes. Again, if there was any misunderstanding of their intent to market to teenagers, they sincerely apologize. And happy vaping.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It is 325. Got a bunch of calls, so let's go to the phones and start with David.
So liberals are going to hunt us down, huh?
That's what this movie is suggesting, yes.
What are they going to do? Throw avocado toast at us and stab us with paper straws from Starbucks? Because they ain't got no guns. We got the gun.
I know. I wonder if they've taken that into account.
I got into that conversation like a couple months ago with some liberal, you know, millennial. And, you know, they were talking about that whole thing. And I was just like, I laughed and I said, I said, how are you guys going to take over? I said, we got the guns. I said, if there's ever a revolution, I said, you got to have guns to run a revolution.
I know people locally that have frickin' armories in their house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Collectors
yeah.
and stuff. So I know exactly where I'm going.
Yeah. Go grab one. Hey, can I borrow this for a minute?
May I have a peek at your rocket launcher, please?
Yeah.
And look at the Dow was up 371 points today.
RPG.
Excellent.
I love hearing that. That's awesome. Good.
You better believe it. So have a good one, Greg.
Thanks, David. Let's go to Clint.
Good day, sir.
Hey.
Hey, this is amazing to me this afternoon. I check in Paul Feinbaum show at times.
Yeah.
To see what football talk is about.
Yeah.
And he had a Clemson fan and Bama fan on the, at the same time.
Why would I care what Paul Feinbaum does on his show?
I'll tell you what went down. The Clemson fan talking to the Bama fan. And the Clemson fan, he said, you know, I bet you voted for Donald Trump. And the Bama fan says, what does that have to do with it? And we're talking football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said, well, because only dumb people voted for Donald Trump.
Oh, man.
I said, now you're bringing the president into a conversation between the ACC and the SEC.
That figures.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Greg.
Well, I would like to know what Paul Feinbaum had to say.
Well, he broke it up.
I bet he did.
Yeah, he broke it up and just cut them off. So.
Yeah, well, I would have.
Wouldn't happen under your watch, Greg.
Thanks for the call. My suggestion is all of these rich folk whose portfolios have grown by 30, 40, 50% over the last almost 3 years, give that money back to the government. Give it to your favorite cause, because that's dirty money.
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump was the man that cut taxes. And, you know, the economic illiteracy is so frightening because they want to go back to a 70% tax rate on corporations. And what people don't understand is that if they did that, the corporations aren't going to pay that. We are.
That's right.
Higher prices and everything else. And it's going to, we'll have the Obama economy again, or worse.
What they want.
It is. Like George Carlin said, obedient
workers,
uncritical thinking people. Red Top.
Hey, bud, I want to tell you.
What?
I talked to you a couple weeks ago. Said I referred a customer of mine to the Cummins. Well, he went to see him this week, and he told me about it. And these ladies are pit bulls. I was very impressed, and I say again, I wish I had a lawyer like that whenever I was going through a divorce. So, thanks for introducing us to these guys. They seem to be terrific. Talk to you later, bud.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the feedback.
All right.
Yeah, no, they're fantastic human beings.
Yeah, Doug and Tomlinson are great.
Caring, funny, informed. I wouldn't mess with them. If you somehow got charged with something you didn't do, you'd want an attorney that would run through walls on your behalf. There you go. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, and I better play this or Dana will get mad.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, two things. Hey, you remember you watched that TV series, the movie series Tremors?
Yes.
Remember that guy who was packing heat in his basement? The guy that had the big guns all the time with the mustache?
Vaguely. I mean, I watched the first one with, what's his name, Ward?
Well, he's in every movie, and he's always packing the big heat and the big guns and everything, mm-hmm. like he's ready for World War III. I guess that's the kind of person and the kind of friend and neighbor that you're going to run to during the apocalypse.
Well, you know, the fact is, Soldier Boy, these people are regular. If I told you who they were, you might be surprised.
Surprised.
That they're collectors exactly. at the level they are, but trust me, they're not looking for World War III.
Well, you know, I did something that was very hypocritical, not on my behalf, but on Democrats and liberals. The Alcazar, they had a gun show a couple months ago, and I went in there, and I said, hey, are there any Democrats in here? Because I want to buy your guns for half price since you're all about gun control.
Yeah.
And I said, are there any Democrats here? And a lot of them, half of them raised their hand. I said,
He said, well, how did you know that? I said, well, first of all, you're a bunch of hypocrites. I said, second of all, you're all packing more just as much as Republicans and conservatives. And third of all, you know, they go in there and they buy the guns, but they won't sell them to you. But they're the first ones to come out with a gun, but they want gun control. How did you explain that, Greg? Because you know what? Gun manufacturers cannot stay in business just selling to conservatives.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure there are Democrats that own guns.
Let's
remember this. How many Hollywood superstars do you know that don't travel with an armed posse and don't live behind a walled home? I'm sure they have a great justification for it, but it's for them, not us. We're peasants. We, you know, you're just not as enlightened and woke as we are, you see.
Yeah, and then I guess they feel better, too, because their guards, their bodyguards carry guns, but they don't have to. But it's the same thing. It's an extension of them.
Yep. All right, appreciate the call, Soldier Way. Thanks, Duke.
Hey, how are y'all today?
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about hypocrites. You remember the play in New York when they...
Hamilton?
They killed Trump. You know, the guy with the red tie and the suit on?
No, they did Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, Caesar looked a lot like a Trump-like figure, yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay, though, right?
Yeah, that's fine. There's two sets of rules, man.
Yeah, they're full of, thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
All right, our most electrifying story of the afternoon is coming up in just a little bit, and it'll be one to get some feedback on. Thanks to everybody that came to Baumhauer's last night, and it was great to see Morris Capuano there. And it just so happened that yesterday, a friend of mine reached out and said, what's the number of that guy that does the mortgages? And connected them. Always happy to do that, by the way, if you have a question about anybody that supports free speech and talk radio, so we can do the referral for you. And when you're ready to buy, I'll tell you what, even before you think you're ready to buy, it's a good idea to sit down and talk to him and at least get the lay of the land. Know where you stand. What can you do in terms of pre-approval? If you want to go out and shop, the advantage financially on that first mortgage deduction is so substantial, it's really crazy not to try and at least make the effort. Morris has over two decades of experience. He has handed the keys to new homes to thousands of people, many of whom didn't think it was going to happen. And the rate that he was able to get us in... if interest rates were like they were talking about this a little bit this morning, because I bought a home in the Carter years. Yeah, 17%. 17%. By 1990, they had dropped. The best rate was 10 3/8. And I had to have an 850 credit score to get that.
Wow.
With 5% down on the house.
Wow.
Now, with the economy going as it is, rates have been dropping. They're once again extremely low, so the timing is good to make the call. 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number is 402-669. Down to the traffic dungeon, then we're back.
We're rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a look at your traffic. And boy, it's a busy afternoon out on the roadways. Please be careful on the boulevard. There's lots of stop and go at the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any delays for you this afternoon. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride, and the traffic on the 31s looks good. Be careful. You may run into some rain this afternoon. If you do, slow down just a little bit and flip your headlights on. Reinhardt Collision Center is looking for an auto body technician that is iCar certified with 3 years auto body experience. If interested, please call Russell at Reinhardt Collision Center, 334-213-1216. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. There was a shooting between two men in the parking lot of Blunt Elementary School in Montgomery this morning. Police say it happened about 7:30, and they believe this was a road rage incident between two parents. It started with an argument which led to one parent pulling out a gun and firing shots. No one was injured. Both suspects are in custody. Schools went into lockdown. Area nonprofits got a helping hand today. The Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded more than $85,000 in grants. They were distributed to 15 nonprofits this morning during a ceremony at the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts. The grants are part of the Family Wellness and Education Grant Cycle that the organization manages. Presidents of both Alabama State University and Tuskegee University announced plans for an inaugural Labor Day Classic Communiversity Block Party. The event will feature a Fill the Bends competition between the two universities benefiting the Salvation Army. I'm Ellis Askew on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No relief in sight for this intense heat, but I do think the number of storms will pick up over the weekend as a frontal system moves into the state and then park. The risk of scattered thunderstorms will continue in the forecast, a couple of those perhaps on the strong side before they fade out later tonight. Our overnight low temperature, 76. Tomorrow, look for another very hot day, triple-digit heat indices, scattered thunderstorms around, high in the mid-90s, and over the weekend, generous supply of showers and storms roaming around, about a 50% chance both days, highs in the mid-90s again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Pros like you do it right by having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of the supplies you need and at the right prices. Pick up Mop Pay Mortar at our everyday low price of $14.98 and get floor tiles starting at just 49 cents a tile. Place your order at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
And Terry Adams.
can't impersonate Rusty Aldridge. There's only one. Some days, the most electrifying story of the morning is not the one that we feature in the afternoon. That's why we do it in both day parts. But I really found this to be electrifying.
Okay.
And it's talking about your group.
Which group?
Joey.
Good-looking men?
No, it's not that group. You belong in that group. I'll give you that.
Bros?
No. No, it's a trend that I think is pretty significant. Half of young Americans say college is too expensive and no longer necessary.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think that is huge for a lot of reasons. One, the fewer that end up going to indoctrination centers, the better.
Fewer.
I mean, this is where a lot of the socialist thinking is.
Absolutely.
Bred. And
I've talked to my dad straight up about this. Mm-hmm. I said, I think we wasted thousands of dollars. All due respect to Auburn, but I think we wasted thousands of dollars me getting that degree. Really. It's helped me a little bit because I talk about politics and I got a political theory degree, but not really.
Well, there's so many degrees, and for those who go off and do the full four-year bid or even more and take loans out on housing and the entire curriculum, books and all of it.
It's expensive.
For a degree in philosophy?
Right.
You hiring philosophy majors over at Adams Motorsports?
Not lately, no.
Essentially what I did, too.
This is
political philosophy.
This type of news story has to send a bit of a chill into the upper education system because Obama made it possible for them to shovel money like wood into a furnace and pretty much with the same result.
Well, and on this note, I want to give two names, Isaac Morehouse and T.K. Coleman. Both of these gentlemen run a group called Praxis.
Praxis.
And they are an alternative to college. It's much cheaper. And what they do is they set you up with a business that needs an intern, a paid internship. And then at night, and some when you have some free days, you are doing an online liberal arts degree that you craft to what you want. So are you more interested in politics or economics or history?
What a great idea.
And they've had it's only just started, but they've had over 300 very successful. And I've actually got to meet some of the kids in it. Some of the smartest young people I've met.
I'll bet.
And it's very cheap. Very cheap.
This is a natural, because parents, for the most part, are also looking at this, and they're wondering, what's this going to cost me?
How are we going to afford it?
We were participants in the Florida prepaid system, but that didn't cover everything. And I don't know that you ever get your money's worth out of that. We signed up Goose under a different name. Janelle Budel was the name we used. When she was born. As soon as you have a baby, you can sign up for Florida prepaid. But there's been this mentality since the end of World War II that you got to go to college. High school just ain't enough.
Well, that was when you and I were growing up. You know, that's kind of what separated the haves from the have-nots. You know, if your parents could afford to send you to college, that was the ticket to get you into a good job.
Yeah.
It's not. They hadn't been that way for a while. No.
Well, I majored in mass communications at Illinois.
It worked out for you.
My dad thought with my use of words and my speaking skills, I should be a lawyer.
Oh, thank God.
Well, a lot of people have become lawyers, and some do very well, and some, it's a crowded practice. It's not always, just because you're a lawyer, you hang out a shingle, doesn't mean you're going to have a lot of clients, or a law firm is going to include you.
Sure.
But like every other electrifying piece of news we bring to you, we have a song.
They don't want no education.
Not true. They want different education.
They don't want degrees no more.
No, they just don't want to piss away $100,000.
Saves $100,000 for their parents.
I wonder if Rock the Water knows about this.
But they'll probably live at home.
Howard.
After
fraud, you'll never pay off your student loans.
Also, on this note, I found a video. I'm double-checking, because I think there's cursing in it, but it's bleeped, so we could play it. It's only 2.5 minutes long, and the setup is this. It's like a guy who looks worn out wearing a suit, and then his buddy comes home, who is wearing a blue collar, has got grease all over him. And it starts by the guy with grease all over him saying, so you thinking we're going to order a pizza tonight? He's like, the guy's in the suit's like, are we going to do this again? Really? You know I can't afford it. Just because you're in trade school, I'll send you the video. I'm going to double check to make sure, well, hopefully there's probably
and
some
And, you know, we also want to make sure it translates to radio.
Yeah. I mean, it's
so people
pretty,
can make their own video in their heads. I put it on Facebook,
the back
but I
good.
Can't because I am in Facebook jail.
Facebook,
still.
You felon.
I just tried again, and I am still not allowed to put. I can't even like something.
Well, you are in Facebook, Jim.
These frickers are fascist, man. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Fascist frickers. They are the fascist that they claim we should all be afraid of.
The projection.
And I don't know how they're going to do it, but this is monopolistic. It is certainly not in the spirit of America with free speech. And by the way, while I'm at it, I sent this to, I've been using Twitter because I don't have Facebook.
I don't have Twitter.
And I sent this to our friend David Blackman. It's a story, and he retweeted it. It's a story from the Gateway Pundit about a Republican New York representative whose staffers and homes have been targeted with death camp notices from left-wingers. They want real concentration camps for Republicans. This is where we're at. And this is not just a handful of people. This is a mental illness that is spreading quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tweeted it saying, tell me again about this hate speech problem. And he retweeted it, and hopefully others will too. We thank Mr. Electric for bringing us the most electrifying story of the day. And I think that's significant. I think that's something that bears watching down the road. MrElectric.com for more information. Master Certified Electricians that really know their stuff. Yes, they know a trade. That's the thing. There are trades that are never going to go out of style. Mm-hmm. And there are jobs that start at $80,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
That you can get as soon as you're ready. You know,
if I had a young boy, I would send him. I'd send him to a trade school before I go to college.
3:49, let's revisit the traffic dungeon. We have more rain headed our way.
Really?
That shower earlier, it's interesting. The airport got zero rain.
What? It stormed on the east side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had over half an inch at my place. And Rich, who lives a little further south of me, he had over half an inch and a half.
Wow.
And there is more creeping down this way. Traffic at 3:50.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 3 o'clock hour, and traffic is pretty manageable this afternoon. We still have a lot of cars out on the boulevard. Just be careful around the intersections. If you are on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride, and there aren't any delays on the 31s. The biggest crowds we see are over on Fairview Avenue near I-65 and on the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. Let's be careful as we get where we're headed this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I may not have gone to trade school. I did the math, and I think we have time for a couple of calls. And Scott Simmons is first.
Hey, hey.
How you doing, Scott?
Hey, man. I just was just listening to you talking about the college deal, and I feel real connected to that topic because we as a family kind of helped my son make the decision not to go to college, and he's loving it. He's working at Mercedes of Buckhead in Atlanta. And,
oh, man.
right? He's in the parts department. He's walking like 10 to 15 miles a day.
I'll bet he is.
Job. But he's working it. He's loving it. And, you know, when they found out he wasn't going to college, they considered that a positive thing because they could groom him put more time into him.
That makes sense.
Again, I'm sure there are many around the country who are regretting. They're stuck with. I'll give you a quick example. We're in the process of renting the house, and we have a military person whose only issue is student loan debt. And the people I'm working with said this has become a real issue for them to have to work around, because they're people with good intentions. They have not, you know, their credit's fine otherwise, except they've got these gigantic obligations.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's it. You know, I'll tell you another thing. My son, when he was here, he went to Catholic High, and he decided he wasn't going to go to college kind of in his, like the summer before his senior year.
Well, the Catholics turned out some real characters, let's be honest here, Scott.
Yeah, Joey included.
Exactly.
I don't know if they want to claim me.
Well, but he was a good student. He had the grade.
I did.
He's an athlete. He could have played a sport if he wanted to. He just didn't want to. And so when he was working I told him he had to have a job if he wasn't going to do sport. So he went and got a job at Publix. They wanted to groom him also, because they knew he wasn't going to college. So there's like an opportunity when they find who they think is a quality individual that they can pour more into, because they'll be there for the long haul rather than just, right, you know, for summers and Christmas break.
Gotcha. Scott, we appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, guys.
Alrighty. And Luke, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm about the same. Hey, I was just listening to your dilemma there, being in Facebook jail. Oh. And I was thinking, you've got this wonderful thing called a radio show that you could use to get Facebook back. Get all the viewers to create a fake Facebook account, and with something to do with your name, like Greg Budell, 8000, Revenge of Greg Budell, something along that lines, and then get them all to repost that one link that got it shut down.
Well, I have a dead Facebook page called The Greg Show, which is what this show was called many years ago.
There you go.
It's still active. I could put that out there, but who's going to see it? Because I can't link it off my own page. So what do I do?
I guess you could. Well, my thing is just get Facebook to try and shut down some of the accounts at one time. They can't do it.
One other thing. By the way, this morning I thought I would post a message on the News Talk Facebook page, and because I have access to it. And I just wanted to put a message up, hey, I'm in Facebook jail for a ridiculous reason.
Wouldn't let you.
And no, I wrote this.
Oh, it's very concise. It's following your name everywhere.
Well executed. This is why this happened. And it's an obscenity against free speech. And when I hit click, you're not allowed to post.
Yep.
Fascist.
Yep.
Unbelievable, man. So let me ask you to hold for a second. Let's see. I'm bringing up the Greg Show Facebook page, and let's see if they'll catch me here. I bet they will.
Well, since you have the radio, why don't you just make a new name, Budell Greg? Flip them around, and did everybody know via radio that your new name is this? And just kind of what one of my listeners did.
I'm trying to shit. Nope, it will not let me post anything on that page either. No. Bastards! All right, thanks. You know what I would like to do?
What?
Start a GoFundMe page and collect the proceeds to sue them.
Be nice.
This is so patently, it's not just unfair. You know, when you play a baseball game, you agree to the umpire's rule.
Sure.
And I understand that Facebook has community standards. That's a good thing. But they blocked me because they claimed the video about the hunt, it's called The Hunt, elite liberals going after and shooting deplorables.
Yeah.
There's no nudity. There's no sexuality anywhere in this clip.
It is an excuse.
It's their excuse. Exactly right. And that's... I think that's false pretense.
Well, we need something other than Facebook. I mean, the fact is, if you're in Facebook's world, you got to play by their rules. We need to get out of Facebook and get into something else. Somebody with some sense and some money needs to come up with a good alternative to Facebook that conservatives can use.
I spoke briefly through email, since
because you can't
I'm not allowed. And so, by the way,
fell in you.
Because of this issue, this is why those of you who have sent message that I'm normally pretty good at responding within a reasonable amount of time, can't. They won't let me send. They won't let me respond. They won't let me do squat. And I guess it's a 24-hour period. We will try again after 5, because I think it was around just before 5 o'clock yesterday that this whole simus began.
Wow.
356. Yeah. Well, let's see. Today, about a week from today, I would imagine. By the way, I know what I was doing where I was 31 years ago at this moment. I was in Wrigley Field.
Oh, really?
In Chicago. 8-8-88. For the first night game.
Oh, wow. That's something you'll always remember.
You talk about a tough ticket. I mean, it was Super Bowl, like, in its anticipation, because they were the last team to put lights in, and there were so many people that said, you are destroying a tradition, yata, yata, and I wanted to be there for
that
moment.
Did you have to use some of your celebrity clout to get a ticket?
I actually got to go for free.
Yes, you did.
A beer company that was a sponsor on our station had them.
That's ironic.
So we've arranged transportation, all of that, and made the game.
That's cool.
But here's the worst part. They're taking forever to get this thing going. Ryan Sandberg gets up, hits a home run, first inning. First nighttime home run at Wrigley Field. The crowd's going nuts. But they're taking their sweet freaking time. And off to the northwest, you can see a monster storm system moving in. And it's got to go 4.5 innings to be an official game. The Cubs are up 4-2, I think, or 4-1. Well, it's the bottom of the fourth inning, and all hell breaks loose. I mean, it rained like
cats and dogs.
Yeah, and not just for 10 or 15 minutes, for an hour, and then 2 hours. And finally, I'd taken my kid sister to the game. I said, I don't think this is going to get played. So we just got on the L train and went back to take the L train to get back with our car, because there's nowhere to park around Wrigley Field.
Right.
And so people that were smart that bought tickets for the next night, that was the first official game, but we saw the first night baseball at Wrigley Field. Wow. I don't care what anybody says.
There you go.
In about a week or so, the electric bill will be arriving. We're going to be eager to see with the actions we take. Thanks to Clark's, Rick Clark came out. We're having a new attic fan installed. That's step one. The other one was dead. I did not know that because I have no clue.
Well, how would you know?
I know. It's not like an alarm goes off when the attic fan stops working.
You know, because you don't want to be able to hear it all the time. So
we're getting that. And then the next call, once that step is taken, and Rick Clark again recommends